All right, so we're here with Mike Dubeau, the Director General of the Western Quebec School Board. So, Mike, this is your, what, second back to school during a pandemic? How's it going so far?
Well, if I was to compare to last year, or I would say we're better prepared this year because we've had 18 months of experience going through the pandemic, so everything's in place. So I think we've had a pretty good startup compared to last year. So, yeah, it's unfortunate to say that we're getting used to living and working in a pandemic, but that's where we are.
Oh, for sure. So can you describe the health measures you guys have taken over the summer here to prepare for this coming school year?
So for the health measures, so we spent a lot of time with air quality. We had some directives from the ministry, so a lot of work was done in that area with our schools. We've also stocked up on all of the PPE and maintained enhanced disinfecting and cleaning. So we were busy throughout the summer.
And as far as ventilation and that sort of thing, is there been any changes since last year?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been a major topic since last year. So we did do all testings in all of our rooms. We identified some areas that needed improvement, so we put in some measures. For example, one of our schools, we put in 10 units, air exchanger units. We've changed filtering systems. We're in the middle now of receiving monitors from the province, which will be installed. The deadline is before the end of the year. We haven't received them yet, but that's another area that we're working on. So there's been a concentration on air quality for sure.
And as far as vaccine passports is something that's come up fairly recently, and it's, as far as I understand, it's only for secondary school students and for extracurriculars as well. You describe how that works?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're allowed to do, schools are allowed to go back into extracurricular activities. Some of them, though, do require a vaccine passport at the high school level. So for students 13 to 17 or 13 and up to participate in mainly contact sports, or close proximity sports like volleyball, basketball, hockey, football, any of those sports that would be prolonged contact, students have to present a vaccine passport.
And as far as the number of students that are actually returning to school in person, is there still a large percentage that's learning from home or that sort of thing? Or do you have percentages on that?
Yeah, not as many as last year. So in our virtual school for exempted students, so last year we had over 350 exempted students and we ran our own online academy. So this year, the numbers are about less than half that. I think last week we had about 130 and counting, I guess. But this year, instead of offering our own online, we've partnered with five other English school boards, and we're running a more of a provincial online school. Our principal has been hired to run it, who ran it last year. So we've taken a bit of a lead on provincially, and we're working with Learn Quebec to do that. And those courses are due to start up next week. As far as homeschooling, the numbers are down from just purely homeschooling. We're around 200 this year. Last year, it was over 250. So more parents have opted to come back to school.
And as far as vaccination rates of teachers go, is that something you guys are tracking as well?
No, we don't have that information of teachers, but I know that the ministry is working on getting that information of what percentage of staff are vaccinated. So, but that's a partnership with the Ministry of Education and Health. So, but we don't have access to that information.
And so, obviously, you're not considering anything close to what they've mandated for healthcare workers or anything like that.
Well, that wouldn't be our decision. That wouldn't be a school board decision.
Okay.
That would be really coming from the ministry or the government to mandate that.
And as far as open positions in the Pontiac, I know there's been a lot of talk about workforce retention and labor, finding workers in all kinds of positions, not only healthcare, but also education as well. Are you seeing that as well in Pontiac specifically?
We have about, board-wide, we have about 12 teacher postings and about 15 support staff. So support staff ranging from secretarial support staff to in school support staff, technicians, and attendees to handicap. So right now we're have about 27 positions posted, and that includes Gatineau, the North. So we're actually doing quite well in our recruiting. We've worked hard on recruiting. have attended several job fairs. We've ran several job fairs. We have a provincial project for the Anglophone sector that's working on recruitment. So we put a lot of time and energy in that area. So we've been very successful. So having, 12 teachers at this time of year, when there really is a lot of turnover right now because of COVID, some people have been exempted. Some people have, maybe taken other paths during the pandemic. And then people are leaving to go to Ontario. So there's quite a bit of movement in personnel. But I would say overall, we're doing very well. I think right now from yesterday, we had a couple of positions in the Pontiac, mainly French teachers. But that is prevalent throughout the provinces. There's a shortage of French teachers.
All right. You're saying 20 some odd for the entire Western Quebec School Board, which it's an enormous area of coverage that you guys have.
Well, so. Exactly. We're twice the size of Nova Scotia, and right now we have 12 teaching positions posted. I mean, that could rise depending on situation, and we always get different grants from the ministry that come in at different times, so that could fluctuate, but right now we're pretty happy with where we are in terms of staffing.
All right, Mike, unless you have anything else to add there, I'll give you the last word, if you want to give some kind of message to people within your school board.
The last word, I think, is we're very happy with the startup. I personally have been in several of our schools, visiting the teachers and the admin teams, and I think given where we are during a pandemic again, the mood is good. Teachers are ready, staff are ready to come back. So we're at this point very pleased with the way the school year has begun.
All right, Mike, I want to thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Caleb.